and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you.
And welcome to this 30-minute program of Miracle Hour. If you've just tuned in for the first time, then welcome. I'd like to start with a prayer. Father God, I come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray that you grant to your servant great boldness to preach your word by stretching out your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. Amen. We look at what God's nature is like again today, and we see that he is a forgiving and merciful and loving God. Towards the end of this program, I'll be praying for the sick as well. In Psalm 86, verse 5, it says, "For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive, and abundant in mercy to all those who call upon you." We see in the scripture that the Lord is good. We see that he is ready to forgive. And we see that he is abundant in mercy to all those who call upon his name. You see, friends, God is in the heart-changing business. Heart-changing means he's in the attitudes and desires. I remember many, many years ago, there was a dictator that said he would put a new shirt on the back of every man. But there was something this dictator could not give just to one man, and that was a new heart. You see, friends, only Jesus Christ can do that, put a new heart in a man. This dictator could put a new shirt on everyone, but they still had their stony hearts of sin. God's in the heart-changing business, and we'll read this from Ezekiel 36, 26 to 27. And God says this, "And I will give you a new heart. I will give you a new and right desires and put a new spirit within you. I will take out the stony hearts of sin and give you a new heart of love. I will put my spirit within you so that you'll be able to obey my laws and do whatever I command." We see there that, you know, that the Lord will put a new heart in a person. The stony heart of sin he will take out. See, the stony heart of sin we see what it's like in Galatians 5, 19 to 21. The stony heart of sin is this. It's adultery, lustful pleasure, witchcraft, hatred and fighting, jealousy and anger, pushing down others to try and get yourself up. The feeling that everyone else is wrong except those in your own little group. And there'll be wrong doctrine and wrong teaching. The Bible goes on to say that there'll be envy and murder, drunkenness, wild parties and all that sort of thing. We see that's the stony heart of sin that only Christ can take away. He talks about the new heart. We see this in Galatians 5, 22 to 24. But when the Holy Spirit controls our lives, he will produce this kind of fruit in us. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness and self-control to those who belong to Christ and have nailed their natural evil desires to his cross and crucified them. We see that God is in the heart-changing business. We go back to Psalm 86, verse 5, where it says, "For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive, and abundant in mercy to all those who call upon you." We see again, that we're saying it again, that the Lord is good and he's ready to forgive. He's ready to take out the stony heart. An abundant mercy to all those who call upon him. Do you want the stony heart of sin taken out? Jesus wants to give you a new heart of love. He wants to put the Holy Spirit within you. It says in John 3:17, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." I'll make it personal just for you. What the scripture saying, "For God did not send his Son Jesus Christ into the world to punish you, but that you through Jesus Christ might be saved." In John 6:37, Jesus said, "But some will come to me, those the fathers have given me, and I will never reject them." We see there that Jesus said he will never reject anybody that comes to him. What he's saying, just come as you are. Romans 10 verses 9 and 13. "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. As the Bible makes it so clear, God is offering a free gift of salvation here. Just take this free gift because Jesus Christ of Nazareth has paid the price for your sin and sickness. Friends, it's the best news mankind ever had. We are not saved by belonging to any particular denomination or religion, but by accepting Jesus Christ of Nazareth as our Lord and Savior. I ask you this question, friends. Do you want to be saved? If your answer is yes, then you just follow me in a simple prayer that I've just read in one of the scriptures. You just follow after me. I'll just repeat this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sins. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sins and sickness. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. Thank you for saving me today. I'm now a child of God. I'm now born again. Amen. Friends, if you've said that for the first time, I know I said a prayer similar to that the first time I got born again, and you're now swept into the kingdom of heaven. The Bible says you're now born again. It also says in Hebrews 10:25, "Let us not neglect our church meetings." Do not neglect going to church. For you, there that you Your spiritual oversight will both pray with you and for you. I suggest that you get along to a good Bible-based church, and there you can become a part of what God wants you to be. Now we get to the next part. We're going to start praying for the sick very shortly. Where did the sickness come from? Well, we see in the Bible that when God first created the world in the book of Genesis, it was created perfect. The Bible says there was no sickness or disease. There was no poverty and hopelessness. It says that man lived in harmony with God. But something happened. See, God gave Adam some simple instructions. And with those simple instructions, he didn't do them. And when Adam sinned, sin entered into the entire human race. His sin spread sickness throughout all of mankind, throughout the whole world. That's the bad news, man. See, God loved his creation so much that he gave his only son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as a sacrifice to die on the cross. Why would he do that? Friends, it was to break the power of the curse of sin and sickness over our lives. See, in Acts 10:38, it says it, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We see in this scripture how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power to heal all. And we see it as the devil that oppresses and as the cause of all sickness. It's a very simple doctrine. We have a very good God and a very bad devil. In Matthew 12:28, it says, but if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. We see in the scripture Jesus casting out demons of sickness by the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. Jesus claimed that his ability to cast out demons was evidence that the kingdom of God had come among mankind, come among people. Jesus tells the believers to do the same by the same power, the Holy Spirit, the anointing of God. And Jesus said in Mark 16:15-17 and 20, you are to go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone, everywhere. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. See, Jesus made a promise here that if I preach the good news of the kingdom of God, he would confirm the word through accompanying signs. See, the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick when the good news is being preached. I pray that the Holy Spirit of what I've said is from you. Then confirm your word with signs following. Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I commit this healing time to you, Holy Spirit. For your word says it, for our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to do the healing here today. Whatever problem you have right now, I just pray that you can either put your hand on the radio as a point of contact, or preferably lay your hand on the sickness on your body. And I'm going to start praying right now. To those with the brokenhearted, the broken emotions, I bind and I break the power of grief, and I command you, loose the people and set them free right now. Be healed and made whole. To those with all physical afflictions, painful joints, there's people out there, painful joints, or people there with sore eyes that are like gritting them, sanding them. There's another person there who has an injury to the head and is very painful. The people there with a rash on their face, and parts of their body have got rashes. Those with cancers and growths right now, at the very root of you, cancer and growth, I curse you at the roots. I command you to shrivel and die. Be healed and made whole. Those in bondages and oppression, I break your power. I command you to loose God's people and set them free. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power now. I command every single person here to be healed and made whole. I command soundness, perfect soundness, Lord, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you have done here today. I pray, Lord, that your guiding hand will be upon each and every one of them. And as the Bible says, they shall get well or they shall recover. We thank you, Lord. Friends, we'd love to hear from you. If you've been touched in any way, if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you've been touched and you've been healed today, we would love to hear about it. So if you could just get in contact with the radio station or the phone numbers, we'd dearly love to hear from you. So my parting prayer is this for you. May God's choicest blessings be yours. Amen.
Jesus is here, covenant Lord and Redeemer. I surrender my heart, you've set me apart to worship you. In your presence I am complete, as I worship at your feet. You are holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Jesus is here, covenant Lord and Redeemer. I surrender my heart, you've set me apart to worship you. In your presence I am complete, as I worship at your feet. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Jesus is here, covenant Lord and Redeemer. I surrender my heart, you've set me apart. In your presence I am complete, as I worship at your feet. You are holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Jesus is here, covenant Lord and Redeemer. I surrender my heart, you've set me apart to worship you. In your presence I am complete, as I worship at your feet. You are holy, holy, holy is the Lord, is the Lord. You are holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Terana manakitana, terana. Of rain.